HotTalkFM.com.
You're listening to Brian Sussman on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Oh, the action is hot and heavy. We're running down all the propositions, and we're taking your calls at 808-5600. Talked a lot this hour about Proposition 8. Now, I told you PG&E has given $250,000 to support the defeat of Proposition 8. That means they believe that marriage should not necessarily be between just a man and a woman. It should be between Adam and Steve and Janet and Eve. Why would PG&E be involved in this? I've asked this question before. I still don't have a good answer. California Teachers Association has given over $1 million to defeat Proposition 8. We had a caller earlier this hour who said, well, Brian, I'm a teacher. I can tell you what this is really all about. They're trying to put pressure on teachers who hold to traditional values to squeeze them out of the system because we're a drag to the Teachers Association because we don't toe the line like a lot of our other colleagues do. Okay? Now, for those of you who are really upset that PG&E would be involved in this, you're thinking, but I don't have a choice. I mean, I have no options. PG&E is my supplier of electricity and gas. I have no choice. Well, let me tell you a choice. Let me tell you one. It's www.notopgne.com. That's notopge.com. Notopge.com. You can actually switch your natural gas supplier. Not your electricity supplier, but your natural gas supplier. You have a choice. And if you go to notopge.com, you can actually switch to a natural gas supplier who proudly supports traditional marriage. And apparently about 5,000 customers have done so to date. And 5,000 times a year's worth of natural gas is a lot of money to PG&E. PG&E should have stayed out of this. Now, let me run down the propositions for you as I see them, then I'll get to your calls. Proposition 1A.